If you have for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for any of the coaches here this morning. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach Cig.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. As I've asked all the coaches, how has preseason practice gone for your team, and are your guys relatively healthy going into the start of the season?
Well, I think that's what most of us coaches are looking for coming out of camp, is the general health and development, you know, of the football team. And fortunately, we're coming out of camp in a good spot from, you know, health standpoint. And I think we've progressed, you know, on a daily basis. And now it's time to play the games.
Your team opens with an FBS game. Once again, do you like the challenge of that? And what does it enable you to learn about your team?
Yeah. Well, you know, we're flying right into the eye of the hurricane, as I said last night. I mean, South Florida is 21-4. The last 2 years they've been ranked in the top 25, 20 straight weeks. So they're a really good football team, extremely well coached with a lot of speed. And it'll be a tremendous challenge, you know, for us. But, you know, I'm confident that we sort of have the right stuff, and that we'll respond and, you know, put ourselves in the best position to be successful. And I think we'll learn a lot about our team, you know, in this game, as we did last year when we opened against Toledo.
How have you addressed, obviously last season you guys were sort of an underdog that surprised everybody with your great year in the CA and your run to the playoffs. Have you addressed this year being nationally ranked going into the year? Have you addressed the change in expectations after the success?
Maybe to some degree. I mean, you know, we've developed confidence because of our body of work from last season, but I think there were some good learning lessons too, areas that we can improve, and I think the guys all understand that on any given Saturday, you know, we're capable of winning, but if we don't play well, you know, we're capable of not getting the result that we want also. So I don't really talk too much about rankings and stuff like that. They read that. I'm aware that they read that. Occasionally, if practice hasn't gone quite as well, you know, I might bring that up, you know, that, you know, we're reading the newspapers too much, what have you. I think what we're all looking for is just sort of that hunger, day in, day out, play in, play out. You know, guys are just so hungry for success and want it so badly that, you know, they're hanging on every word so that they can be the best they can be. And, you know, I think generally, you know, I've been pleased with our camp. You know, it's never perfect. There's always concerns. You know, I don't think there's a football team out there that doesn't have concerns. And, you know, it's a daily and a weekly process to put yourself in the best position possible to be successful.
We're here with Elon head coach Kurt Cignetti. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I want to take a look at both sides of the ball, and we'll start on the offensive side. Nine starters back, and a year ago when we were on this call, you were getting ready to start a true freshman quarterback in Davis Cheek, and he certainly had an outstanding year. How have you seen him grow from a year ago at this time to his sophomore season?
Yeah, well, you know, I think Davis is in a very good place. He had a nice spring. He's had a very good camp. We've been able to expand in terms of the things that we're asking him to do, and also maybe provide a few more weapons for him. We probably have a little bit more depth at wide receiver than we had last season. So, you know, there's some tweaks offensively, you know, some new things to maybe try to take advantage of some of the things that he does well. You know, he's had an excellent camp. He's very consistent. You know, he really prepares. You know, he's been very accurate. His decision-making, you know, has really been good. So, you know, that's where it all begins on any football team. And so, you know, we're feeling really good about that. And I think that Jalen Green, who, you know, who is the backup, has also progressed. You know, those two were neck and neck for the starting job last year, and we made the decision to go with Davis in the second half of the second game. And Jalen brings a little bit of a different skill set than Davis does. You know, he's got really good mobility, runs well, but yet he can still, you know, he still throws the ball well. And so, you know, I think he's developed too, so we're feeling really good about both quarterbacks.
just surrounding them. Last year, you had certainly a stable of backs, and you guys did a great job moving the ball on the ground. Malcolm Summers was leading the nation in rushing before getting hurt. How has he progressed through practice, and is he back to 100%?
Yeah, he looks good to me. He didn't participate in the spring. He's been out there every practice this fall, run with the ones. He's broke a number of long runs, made people miss. Getting a guy game ready, it's different than practice. He hasn't carried the ball 20-25 times in a scrimmage and, things like that. But, he's healthy, he's ready to go, and I know there's no one more excited to get out on the field than him.
Defensively, also 9 starters back on that side of the ball. Who has impressed you so far in practice, and what are some of the keys to building on what you were able to do a year ago?
Well, Warren Messer is definitely the leader, of the defense. He's an exceptional player in the middle, at middle linebacker, and, he's had a great camp. And, I think that Matt Baker, our will linebacker, has also had, an excellent camp and was a good player for us last year. Tyler Campbell, who's returning, Ephraim Borders, is back from surgery. Missed about 7 games last season. Up front, we got both nose guards back, Tristan Cox and Desmond Floyd, and Marcus Willoughby has had an excellent camp at defensive end. Daniel Everett, a senior, has played a lot of football for us, will be the starter at the other defensive end position. Our corners have a lot of experience, Daniel Reed Bennett and Greg Liggs. Now, they both have had some nagging injuries throughout camp, and they haven't been out there every day, but they're both healthy now, and they'll both play Saturday. I think overall, we have more depth as a football team. We have more competition. There have been a number of freshmen come in and provide competition. And I think you can see it at the positions where that exists, where there is competition. The guys know they need to come out every day and bring their A game, or there's the potential of seeing their playing time affected. And the positions where it doesn't exist, conversely, you might not quite get the optimal development that you're looking for because, a guy can take a day or two off, but you don't have anybody to replace him with.
As you touched on, you're playing a USF program that certainly had a great deal of success over the past several years. As you've started to study them, what are some of the concerns that they provide for you?
Well, I think, just from a speed standpoint, they're very fast at all positions. They're dynamic on offense. They play up-tempo. They want to snap the ball quickly. They want to run a lot of plays. They're going to spread you out. It's the old Baylor offense, wide splits by the receivers. And, inside run game and a lot of read routes and option routes on the outside with, run-sheet type principles in the pass game and veer principles in the run game. And now they graduated 12 or 13 starters. They lost some good players, but they've got a number of transfers that they've brought in, and they've been recruiting well. So, how much of a drop-off, only time will tell. But, they're a formidable team, and, it'll be a tremendous challenge. And I'd say the biggest thing is the speed differential.
And I asked Coach Rocco, what's been the biggest difference for you and your team going from year one to year two?
Well, I think everyone understands the standards and the expectations, and I'm talking about sort of the players and the coaches. I think we're all on the same page as a staff, and I think the players understand, what's expected on a daily basis. And so it's been a pretty smooth spring. It's been a pretty smooth camp. And, now we got to kick her off and, find out what it's all about because, all these games are so evenly matched and they come down to one or two plays. And the key is who's going to make the plays at the end. So, I would say that, we got humming pretty good last year in year one. I think the players were hungry for success and they all bought in. So it was a pretty smooth first year. And I think up to this point, it's been very smooth, and I know they're tired of practicing and looking forward to playing in the games.
All right, Kurt. Great catching up with you as always, and look forward to talking to you again on Monday.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Thank you.